Chamber Music Amarillo, and we have got an announcement. It's the time almost for the third classical concert of the 22nd season, The Heroic Journey of Life. If you have not seen any of these shows yet, they had a really beautiful one at St. Andrews, and this one's going to be back at the Fibonacci Space, and it's this Saturday, November 2nd, and they are focusing this time on the glorious sound of brass, and I think that's a perfect word for it, glorious. We've got Guli Manfredi live in the studio with Izana Gonzalez, and we're so glad you're both here to talk about this wonderful concert you have this Saturday. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Thank you for having
Good,
us.
Thank today. You.
You ready to rumble?
Always.
Well, we are so thrilled to see this glorious sounds of brass. Chamber Music Amarillo has really innovative programming. Even people who aren't familiar with the repertoire, there's always such a variety, and you guys make it so accessible. Tell us a little bit about this concert that's coming up. Is it seriously all brass?
It's all brass. Yes. Brass quintet, top to bottom.
That's really cool. Tell us about who's going to be performing.
It's going to be the WTMU brass faculty. So it's going to be Bill Takis and Russ Tavolite on trumpet, myself on French horn, and John Shanks on trombones, and Jeremy Lewis on tuba.
So you guys are going to make a wall of sound.
We're going to make, usually we do. Which surprises me, the glorious. That's the first time we've been called glorious. So we'll take it. We'll take it.
Glorious, I think, is probably a really good adjective.
It is. It is.
For what happens when you're in a room with, like, just a you know, just crazy wall of brass.
Yeah.
Like, jazz musicians know it. You know, 60s, like, soul funk musicians know it. And so what you guys have for the repertoire is kind of like one of the early celebrations of brass. Tell us a little bit about some of the pieces you're going to be playing.
Yeah, sure. Well, we actually have a very eclectic selection throughout the whole program. We do start with some Renaissance music with Tilman Cesato, Five Renaissance Dances, and then we move on to some Baroque with Bach. We're going to play his Contrapuntis No. 9, which was originally composed for organ or keyboard and then rearranged for brass. It works really well. And then we're going to move, we have some also some modern music, piece called Quintet by Michael Kamen. If you're not familiar with Michael Kamen, he was a very, very prolific film composer. He composed Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves with Kevin Costner. He did all the Lethal Weapon movies. And more recently, he was actually, I think he was nominated for Grammy for his soundtrack Band of Brothers for the miniseries. So very beautiful music. This quintet is very, very, and it was his last piece before he passed. So it's a very melancholy piece, and it's absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous, very beautiful music. And then we're also going to do a piece by Kevin McKee, who's an up-and-coming composer. I think he's based out of Maryland. It's two movements, and it's called Iron Horse, and it features all of us as soloists here and there, but it talks about two railway lines, one in California, which is a very beautiful movement, and it's supposed to represent the sunrise and the beautiful nature of Northern California, and it's just absolutely gorgeous, very cinematic in nature. And then the second movement is called Highball on White Pass, which is a railway line in Alaska in the winter, so you'll be able to hear the storm, and it's very exciting. So, and then we cover some Gabrielli as well, going back to the early Renaissance. And we also have a little jazz, I think. So there's a little bit for everybody.
That's crazy. This is a really long repertoire. I also see some Samuel Scheidt.
Yes, oh, he's also a Renaissance composer, yeah.
Very
what
cool.
What else you see there?
Let's see here, Anthony DiLorenzo.
Oh, that's a very fun, exciting piece.
Yeah, this is going to be really cool. And then the what is this sonata, the anonymous sonata?
Yes, it's anonymous because we don't know who the composer was. Although some historians say that it was William Byrd, that's also another Renaissance piece. So we have Anthony DiLorenzo is still alive. So we have living and not living composers all mixed in one to celebrate the variety of sounds that we can make as brass players. We can play all of it.
That's gonna be quite a thing to go from Renaissance and then go to these cinematic, like, narrative scores.
Yeah, but it all works. It all works. You know, it all fits together.
Yeah, I have to say, just looking at how many things you have here. What was it like? You know, you obviously work with everyone. This is everybody that's WT faculty.
Yeah.
So you have probably some stage telepathy with one another a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And we just came back from a tour of Italy, so we got a lot of time together, and we really got to know each other, so it's a lot of fun to be able to perform with your colleagues.
Yeah,
it always is.
Did you do some of these pieces while you were over there?
Yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, folks, this is going to be happening on Saturday, November 2nd. It's the third concert. Izana, tell us a little bit about what is coming up after this.
Yes, so this concert is on Saturday, and before that, actually on Friday, we have our next family event, and that's from 7 to 8, and that's a chance for families and kids to come down and be able to get a preview of this program and get to listen to the music and ask questions and get all that childlike curiosity out there in a really comfortable setting. And so we're really excited about that.
And family night was kind of on a bit of a hiatus, and now it's back.
Yes, we didn't have one for the last concert since we're at St. Andrews and it's so big, but we're back to do it for this one. So we're really excited.
All right. And that's back at the Fibonacci Friday night, 7 to 8 p.m. family night at the Fibonacci, 3306 Southwest 6th Avenue. And that's completely free, open to the public, just to expose kids to this fabulous music.
Yes, completely free.
Wonderful. Well, we are so grateful. This sounds like it's going to be an incredible concert. Folks, do not miss the glorious sound of brass this Saturday night at the Fibonacci space. We've got HPPR hosting a pre-concert lecture at 7, and the show starts at 7:30 on the nose. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you both for being in here, and I'm so thrilled that brass is getting a foreground right now, because there's just something in a room full of it. It just knocks you out, man. The strings just kind of chill you out. The brass wakes you up.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Guli. Thank you so much, Izana. And I'm going to do a post about this. So anybody who wants to get all the information, tickets and information, always available at cmama.org. Thank you so much, you two.
Thank you.
All right. Let's keep it rolling, folks. High Plains Morning. We got some Anna Eggy off the new album, Is It the Kiss? Here's What Could Be on High Plains Morning.